About me now and who I could have been, and then I picture all the perfect that we lived, till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. My mind's out of my mind of its own right now, and it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby.
Well, little short one bringing us in there this evening. my lady called Arva Max. And if that's how you pronounce it, I don't know. Maybe my Ava, Arva, Ava Arva, whatever. Right then, we've got four lovely people in the call queue. I think I know them, most of them. I know one's here in the UK. I think Veronica's in there somewhere. And Joy has joined us as well. Kelly's in the studio, so we can do the show. And something I must ask Kelly as well, because I think, I can't remember whether it's the first or last Sunday of the month where we lose Kelly. But I'm going to ask Kelly where she's enjoyed her time away anyway. Yeah? So I don't know whether it's been on holiday, vacation, or what there, but we're wishing. Okay, right. Here she is then. Kelly Jo.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, Kelly, yeah. Kelly, what you been up to then? Tell us all about it.
Oh, I've been doing other podcasts and been busy with that and doing my own private readings, and it was very lovely.
All right, yeah. So you
have a nice quiet Easter.
Fully booked up then. So you were fully booked solid then for 2 weeks, yeah?
Oh, I've been busy, yes.
All right, okay. So We all know now what Kelly was doing there, but it happens. Yeah, as I say, it's wonderful because, you know, as I say, busy people there, ladies and gents, and still got time to be with us here to do the shows with us. So it's wonderful. Okay. Right, let's see where we're going then. We're going to start with number one, as we do. Steve.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. So, what's your question?
I've put in an offer for a house that I like. If it works out, it'll be a long project. It has a broken down house that needs to be.
You have a broken down house?
Yeah, as in I found a house that is in broken down condition, which needs to be demolished and built upon. So I've put in an offer and it's progressing slowly. Do you see it being the right thing? It's progressing.
Well, you'll have to knock the old thing down. And what are you going to do, build a house
Correct.
On the land?
Correct, right.
Yeah.
Build two houses for it to be worthwhile. If the planning commission approves, and if the planners approve.
Well, I see you starting from ground up. You know, you get the land, and then you'll build.
And do you see me being able to build two small houses next to each other?
I see you doing a small house first, you know, and then you might do like a structure that's always already made, you know, like a pole barn or something, and then that'll be another place. So.
Yeah, first one and then the other one just
and
next to it,
then,
similar to the...
Yeah, I see you're doing that slowly, the other one slowly.
And will the other one?
The other one, the other building will be slower.
Yeah, that's right, but will it be similar size? Almost similar size than the first one?
No, the other one's going to be littler.
Yeah, but slightly littler, not very little, right?
What? One's bigger and one's
slightly
littler.
Smaller.
The house is bigger and the second one's like a mother-in-law cottage house.
Right, but not very small, just one room smaller probably, right?
It's like a mother-in-law cottage, the second one.
Okay.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah.
But
you'll have
the house will be bigger. You'll have like 2.5 bedrooms and then two bathrooms in the house.
Right.
Nice kitchen, nice dining room, nice living room. Do they sell
right.
kit houses in England? It might be a kit house.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because I'm seeing, and then you do the rough plumb, you pour the foundation and do rough plumbing and stuff first, and then do a kit house.
Yeah.
So that's what I see you doing.
Yeah. Do you see me being able to project manage it myself?
Are you going to be able to what?
Project manage it myself, as in manage it myself. The kit house
building.
It's
going to be your house.
No, as in build, manage the construction myself.
You're going to buy a kit house and have them put it up. It comes with the kit house.
Yeah, but it's not that straightforward. Kit houses, it's more like you have, but I agree what you mean, yeah. It still needs managing, still needs project management, the construction part.
You're going to have it built the way you want, is that what you're asking?
Yes, a kit house, but within that, someone has to project manage it, so then that's a lot of the cost goes towards that.
You're going
to
have it the way you want it. They're going to...
Yeah.
But I don't understand what you're asking. You're going to build the house, you're going to have it the way you want it.
Yeah.
It's a kit house, and it's already made, and they come and they put it up.
Yeah.
It don't take that long to do that.
No, they don't.
And then you have a place to live in.
Yeah. And the other house, the one you saw being like a granny cottage.
That's already formed and you just plunk it on the land. And then later on down the road, you do a bathroom. You get a permit, you do a bathroom in it.
Yeah, the thing is, if it is not... not big enough, I won't be able to pay off the mortgage.
You won't be able to what?
Pay off the mortgage. So the other one needs to have like 3 bedrooms. Do you see that possible?
What are you doing? You building two kit houses?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, what I see is one bigger and one smaller and... You rent the smaller one out.
Yeah, but the smaller one, can it have 3 bedrooms?
No.
Can it be as big as...
No.
No. Yeah. Then the project may not be viable for me because it's the amount of loan and mortgage I'll take from the bank, I won't be able to pay it off. If the other one is not a 3-bedroom.
Well, I see you having a littler house that you rent out, and you make money off it.
Yeah.
But it is, it's like, it's small, and you rent it out,
yeah.
And it helps you with your mortgage.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
But it isn't like a house, it's more like a mother-in-law cottage, you know?
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. If I wanted, would it be a bigger house than a mother-in-law cottage?
I don't see it bigger. I don't know why. You know, but with the kit house, you'll save your money, you'll be able to pay for a kit house outright, I guess, or make payments and pay it off. Going to buy the land outright and then you just put the kit house on it and it's bought and paid for and just do taxes and insurance and there you go.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome, because it's not going to cost as much as a house.
Well, I'll almost have to borrow £1 million from the bank because of the land and the market price, building and stuff, which is why it may not be financially viable for me if the other house isn't big enough.
I mean, of course you got to pay the loan back.
Even if I work for the next 50 years, twice my age,
but
I won't
be able
to pay that off.
But I see you have enough to pay it back, but through the loan, you're going to buy the kit house, have the kit house bought and paid for, and that's what you're going to do.
1 minute.
I hope that's
helpful.
Thank
you, Kelly. Yes, it's been helpful. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Dave. All right. Our call queue is filling up nicely. 7 people in our call queue. A strange, I've got a number on number 7, but it looks familiar, but I'm not sure. Okay, I say crazy. I usually know people's numbers when they call in, but...
Well, I've been telling other people about it, so maybe it's somebody from the United States.
Could be. Yeah, right. Okay, right, let's see where we are. Veronica. Yeah? Is it?
All right, ready.
Hello? Is it Veronica?
Hello?
Is it me?
Oh, it's Queen. Oh, sorry, I do beg your pardon.
Oh, well, that's quite all right. How are you today, both
good.
Of you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you have a question?
If you would see what you get, and if I have a question, I will ask it.
Are you thinking of starting a different business?
Yeah, expanding on it, yes.
Because there's a business opportunity for you, and it'll be very good for you. So it'll be a little bit out of your comfort zone, but you'll do well at it. And you're using your intuition, and you're right on the money 99.9% of the time. Do you wear glasses? If you don't, go get your eyes checked. You might need glasses.
I do wear them, and I have an eye appointment on Thursday. So yeah.
All right, they're going to have to upgrade your prescription.
Okay.
So let's see what else. Are you thinking about getting a new mattress because you need one?
That has just crossed my mind, yes.
Okay, because you aren't sleeping good because your mattress lumpy, bumpy, and you need a new one.
Okay.
It'll do you a world of good, they say. And get new pillows, too. You need new ones, those, too.
That's all right.
And you're going to, like, spruce up your house with different colors. You might paint an accent wall, and I see you changing the colors in your boudoir, they say. So that can mean, like, new sheets, new comforter or duvet cover, and new shams and stuff. So you're going to change the color in your bedroom.
Okay.
Let's see what else. New. They're saying new. You got new opportunities, new beginnings, new start. Brand new, they're saying. Let's see what else. Opportunities galore. So you'll pick and choose what you need and what you want more. Let's see what else.
How wonderful.
And you might have a beau? Because they're saying you might have a little romance, too.
Okay.
And you're going to be tootling along. You're going to be doing, like, 3 different things work-wise. So they're saying 3 different opportunities, 3 different. And they will all be profitable for you, and you'll be able to have savings. And you're going to also be able to plan a trip end of this year. It looks like the fall time. So it feels like just like a car jaunt. But you're going to go to a place that you haven't been yet, that you've always wanted to go where you live, they say.
Okay.
And it's in the fall time. Let's see what else. And if you look in your life, you see summertime is your time to instigate and engage in different things for yourself, and you start new projects in the summer. That's the flavor of you. You're going to start a new routine. health-wise, you're going to start some form of, like, gentle walking, yoga, and also you're going to start journaling more, they say. Journal, 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 that's your friend.
Okay.
Let's see what else. And you're going to, a friend's going to ask you to help them. You won't be able to do it all the time, but you'll be able to help them out a little bit, and you'll feel good about that.
You mean financially?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And then, let's see what else. Are you thinking of writing a book? Because there's something about writing in you.
Yes. As soon as I finish speaking to you, I'm going back to my books. So
yeah,
yes,
because you're gonna look to get it published. So
yes.
And you're gonna find a good editor, you know, and help
okay.
you edit it. What and it probably get it on the market. It looks like you have it up and ready before Christmas this year, because you're really going to start focusing on that.
All right.
And you're going to change the cover of the book. You're going to have a change of heart on the cover. And it's going to... A lot of people will resonate with it, they say.
That's great.
And you write in such a way where everybody can relate.
Mm.
It's relatable.
That's important. Thank you.
What else you want to know? You can ask questions now.
I am looking to sell where I am in the near future.
Well, if you put it on the market, it's going to sell quick, so you better get everything boxed up.
Okay.
Do you have a plan of where you're going next?
Nope.
Well, you got to make a goal, make a plan, because your house will sell, and then you'll be sitting there with a sold house and not know where to go.
Okay, well, it's good to know it's going to sell fast. You know, boxing stuff up and having to be in a house that is boxed up, that's a whole other issue.
Oh, I understand that, but what I'm saying is you need to be prepared to sell quickly, because your house will sell quick and you need to have things boxed up, because then you'll be in a rush to get everything boxed up and out of there.
Three.
You know what
minutes.
I mean?
I do. I understand. I understand. Is it possible to sell without having people traipsing through my house?
No, because they're going to want to see it. So what you do is you stick all your important stuff in the trunk of your car.
I got a lot of beautiful art. A lot of beautiful art. With that said, I'll figure it out. With that said, in terms of selling some of my art before I go, how do you feel about...
You have things that are worth quite a bit of money.
Yes, I do.
So you're going to have to, like, look for people that buy that artist's art and see what's out there to sell it to those...
2 minutes.
Collectors. And you have pieces that are worth quite a bit.
I agree. Thank you for validating that. I agree. That's going to be one of my new businesses, is starting to sell my my art.
Yeah.
My collectibles online.
Well,
thank
I think
you for that.
The lady told us our time is up, I think. I didn't hear it. I heard something.
It's but, not quite up, but if you
okay.
want to go, it's okay. I think we got a couple more minutes.
No, it's fine. I just didn't hear say how many minutes we had. But you have one that's worth quite a bit of money, so but go with the collector that collects that.
Okay. 1 minute.
All right.
Now our time is up, but thank you. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Your help. You
take
thank
care.
You.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Right. What I put in there, we've got a 3-minute timer. And I decided this evening that I was going to put a bell in. Now, which would you prefer? We need to be asking people this. Would you prefer a 3-minute timer, or would you prefer just a bell at the end of 10 minutes? Because there's a little bell that we put in this evening. It's quite loud, should be able to hear it, and it should sound, if we play it, at the end of 10 minutes. So I've just got to find it first, because it's in my playlist here. And okay, it's just a bell, but 3-minute timer is like, okay, it counts down, so you need to be conscious of that. But if you hear just one sound, it might be better than trying to remember how many minutes you've got left. So this is the bell. And it's just like that, just a simple bell, yeah? And it just goes once. And that might be better than having the 3-minute timer. I don't know. Okay, we'll let people ponder on that for a little while, yeah? Okay. All right, so let's bring Kelly back in then.
I like the bell.
You like the bell? You like the bell? Do you think the bell sounds better, Kelly?
Yes, because sometimes we're talking and the lady will talk. We don't hear the lady. How many minutes she said when we're talking? Because
I think what happens is that you get that involved in the reading that you don't remember what she said last. So when it gets down to like 1 minute, you think, well, did she say 1 minute or did she say two? You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just that we're involved in the week. But I think what we're going to say, we'll keep the bell for now. Okay, so we'll do the bell.
Okay.
We'll do the bell tonight. Okay. And if you don't like it, we'll go. You're right. Okay. All right. Joy, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Joy.
I wanted to ask, I just bought my first tarot deck. Will I be any good at it, or will that end up being decoration on my coffee table?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. What was your question, hon?
I just bought my first tarot deck. I just wanted to get one for myself just to have at home. Will I be any good at it, or will it just end up being decoration on my coffee table?
Well, you have to use it, and you have to enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, you enjoy that deck. It has to be what you enjoy. Did you wrap it in a pretty cloth?
I haven't. I just
opened
it. Well,
you need to find a scarf or something to wrap it up to protect them.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, play with them, you know, and it'll come to you. And what I tell people when I teach them to read it is you look at the pictures and you see what the story comes about. You know, throw the book away.
Okay.
Because you have an innate ability. You have to go with what it means to you, not what other people say it means. Because, you know, everybody has a different interpretation of what things mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be what it means to you.
That makes sense.
You know, like certain symbols. know, you red might mean anger and I might see passion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But you're pretty aware. You're pretty aware psychically anyway.
Okay.
So, are you up for a raise at work?
I'm not. I could use one.
But there might be like a little tiny raise, like a quarter.
Okay.
Not a whole lot, but you get a little bit. And if there's a position offered, if you want, apply for it because you have a chance of getting it. So, and it would be better money and better benefits. That'll probably come about in May, June.
Okay.
So, but you gotta like put in for it. You can't just, you know, not. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And do you know somebody named Julia? I hear the name Julia.
No.
All right, that's going to be an important name for you, and it's an alive person.
Okay.
So look for you to meet a Julia real soon.
Okay.
And what are you trying to decide? You're back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Just a lot of different things. I think that's probably mostly me and my hobby of candles. Like,
you and your what?
Candles.
Oh, your candle hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just wait till the holidays and then sell them. You sell a lot during holiday.
Okay.
You know, have them be Christmas gifts.
Okay.
So you don't need to worry about it until holiday.
Okay.
But do, you know, I see you doing different, bringing in different scents and different heights and, you know, a short, squatty one, a tall one, and, one of those huge fat one with three,
mm-hmm.
The three wicks. Do you sell such a candle like that?
I haven't sold any of them, but I make them, and I was just thinking about making a three wick today, so, yeah.
Yep. There you go. You're going to have one, like, that smells like cinnamon. You're going to call it cinnamon bun. You know, and then something that smells like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Christmas smells like to you. And then you're going to have one that smells like a candy cane. That's cool. But, yeah, you enjoy that. You enjoy the candle making. Do you do tapers, too?
I haven't. Not yet.
Well, I see you doing the tapers. So you're going to have fun doing it this year.
I think so. I really like it. That'll be something to look forward to.
Yeah, I see you doing that. And you're going to be known by your cellophane and your ribbons. You're going to have, like, real ribbon, you know, like a ribbon bow,
mm-hmm.
a fancy ribbon bow with that wraps your candles, and that's your signature. So there you go. Do you have a website for it yet?
No, I don't.
Well, I see you getting that all set up before Christmas.
Okay.
You might want to try that site. What is it called? Etsy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to try that.
Okay.
And family. Are you like the keeper of the family?
I'd say more.
I feel like
keep.
Everybody tells you their secrets.
Some do.
You know, and I see you, you're the puller together of the family. You're like the person that gets everybody together. Mm-hmm. If you aren't now, you're going to be, so get prepared.
Okay.
You're the family gatherer. You're the one that'll have the gatherings. And you're history keeper, too. Did you know that? Surprise! What else you want to know?
Anything that you pick up in general. I'm here for all of it.
And you're bored.
Yes.
You're just bored. You're like, well, you got to find a hobby. Find something that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's where the candles and hopefully tarot come in. Like, I need something.
I know that, but I mean, later, after COVID, you need to get out and about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you always like to do something in service.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you finding something like that. Would you ever work for, like, Habitat for Humanity?
I wouldn't mind it.
You know, like help build houses and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whatever you can do, paint, you know, whatever. So I see you getting involved with that. And you'll meet like-minded people that way.
Okay.
That way you'll get more involved with stuff because you sort of like isolate yourself.
Yeah. That's true.
And you want to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really working on your spirituality. And then you're really going to delve into it. And then you don't mind spending quiet time with yourself. You're okay with you, me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
Huh. What's it about a new couch?
Yeah, I've had it for like 3 years, and I'm just thinking it's time for something new. It's like an old red couch, and I'd rather just have something neutral.
Well, I see you getting a new couch. You're going to find one on sale.
Okay.
And it'll be like a cloth, woven cloth of, you know, it's a better brand couch.
Mm-hmm.
I see you getting it. And then you're going to get an ottoman thrown in for free because you're a good bargainer. The ottoman comes with it, you get it thrown in for free. You go.
I'll take it.
And then you're going to have a friend visit. Oop, it's done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Joy. All right, there you go then. That's so it works, doesn't it, the bell? And it's because it's like, I think the bell is like, obviously when you hear the bell, it's telling you that that's the end of the time. So it's better than that lady, because she's everywhere, that lady. And she's got a really annoying voice, hasn't she? Yeah, no, she's everywhere. So, I mean, she's everywhere in the world, that lady. Every country in the world that speaks English, she's there. You know, oh, gosh. Okay, let's see where we are. Right then. We should be with line 5, but they won't answer my 954 area.
That's a Florida number.
Hello? You're online. Hello?
Hello?
Not answering me, Kelly.
I don't hear anything.
No, not actually. I've tried screening them three or four times, and then I've gone to the live mic now, and they're still not answering my... Okay, never mind. Maybe just listening. All right, then. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are you from, and what's your question?
I'm from Georgia. My question, actually, the first portion of my question is, I had a second round interview on last Wednesday for a position that I'm really excited about, and I was just trying to see, how do you see things working out for that position?
I feel like you're in the running. It's between you and another person. And
okay.
You'll get another phone interview with the man. And he's the one that picks, and I think he'll pick you.
Okay, that's great. I think I know who that is then. Okay, wonderful. My second question is, do you see me moving from my residence? I don't want to move where I'm living right now, but do you see me moving, or will I be staying where I am?
You're going to stay where you are.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
In another 5 years, you'll have a chance to move, but not till then.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I know that was my only two questions. I was going to keep it very simple, but if you have anything else for me, I'll accept that.
You know, you're really doing a cleanse of people, places, and things that don't serve you anymore. So
yes.
Don't get upset when things go bye-bye. It's not a punishment.
Okay.
And you're going to do like a makeover of yourself. You're going to make over your hair. You're going to make over your makeup, your clothes. And you're going to have, I hear that song, Patti LaBelle's New Attitude.
So I love it. I love it.
That's your song.
I love that.
And I see you getting a flirty new dress. And I see you swirling around in the mirror. It just makes you feel pretty. You know, you're like, I'm looking good.
I love it. I love it.
And you're
going to
get
that then.
You're going to get you back, you know, get your mojo back. And you're going to accentuate your eyes because you got really pretty eyes, they say.
Oh, thank you. I know what that is. I was thinking about doing them. Yes, I know what that is. So that's good. That's good to know.
You know, a little mascara, a little eyeliner.
Yes. Because I never
You know, you're
going to
change your makeup color.
Okay.
You know, and I just see you doing, and you're going to get a new do, too.
I am.
A
I
new
have an appointment
do.
For next month.
A new hairdo.
I have an appointment for next month. Yep, next month I have an appointment to get some things done. Yes, wonderful.
And then I also
see
you doing a bandeau. You're going to do all kinds of different stuff. You know, you're going to wear your hair up. You're going to wear your hair down. You're going to brush it out. You're going to make it real curly. You're going to do all kinds of stuff, different hairdos. And it's going to make
wonderful.
You feel better. And you're going to get something so your hair is, you're going to find a, I don't know if it's a, it's like a hair oil that does really great for your hair. It makes it really luxurious. But it ain't messy.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. That's what they're showing me.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Well, at least I have another.
It don't get all over the place.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I have
and
another
then,
question, if you don't mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. And then the lady that you have doing your hair now knows what she's doing.
Yes, she does. Oh, my God. Yes. She's so amazing. Yes. I do have a question. I wanted to go on a trip for my birthday in December. And do you see me actually being able to – my birthday is between Christmas – I mean, it's after Christmas, before New Year's, and it's always a very difficult time, you know, plan. Do you see me actually taking that trip to Europe that I want to?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I see you in a hotel with Christmas balls on the tree.
Beautiful. I want to go to Paris.
And you're doing it at Christmas
for my birthday.
Time.
Oh, my God.
But make sure that where you're going,
right
it's going to be chilly. So bring gloves and a scarf and a hat.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. It's my 55th birthday, so I want to do something really nice for myself for my birthday.
Yep,
so
and make sure you have good free boots.
Okay.
Well, good soles
you.
On the bottom of your boots so you don't go wee boom.
I got you. Excellent.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you already have a beautiful coat you can wear. You got pretty coat you can wear.
Oh, I know which one that is. Yeah. It's my black one. Yes. Okay. Excellent.
Well, there you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom. You have made my day. I don't want to hold up in case somebody else. I mean, I didn't hear the bell, but I don't want to hold up.
Until the bell goes off. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
And another thing is you're
going
to get to book that restaurant you want to try when you go on vacation. You're going to get in there and be able to have dinner there.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is that coming up soon or is that for my birthday? Because I know which one I want. There's one I really want to do really bad.
Well, and it's that 5-star restaurant.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so loud.
Well, that's fine. You can giggle and yelp.
I know which one you're talking about.
You'll probably order the rack of lamb that's encrusted with pistachio. Thing and it's by the 5-star cook, and then the garlic mashed potatoes. And then you're gonna have some kind of a creme brulee thingamabobby for dessert.
And you know what? You just said it because it's the restaurant I want to go to. Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
Well,
okay,
there you
perfect.
Go. Bada boom, bada boom, bing, and then you've got a table by the fireplace.
Wonderful. I have been trying to get in that restaurant for a year, but it's always
reservation. And you're
going to
book it now, and then you're going to have it when you go at Christmas time.
Gotcha. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. You have made my day.
Oh, you are welcome. Say thank you to the lamb for me.
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much, Ken.
I appreciate you.
Okay. There you go. Now then, what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break because what I'm going to, I've got what we've made up a 7-minute timer that you don't actually hear. So I need to reset that. Because it's set to seconds at 420 seconds a minute. You don't hear that. And then in order to get the 10-minute countdown, we've got to, we used to play the 7 minutes and then 3 minutes in the studio. But we're going to change that. So we'll have a little piece of music while we do that.
Your work in the shadow.
Okay, I've made it easy for myself now. I've reset the timer so I can actually see a 10-minute timer now. And you will hear a bell at the end of 10 minutes instead of the annoying lady there. She was quite annoying, wasn't she? You know, and she gets paid so well for that job. Must get paid millions of pounds and millions of dollars because she's everywhere throughout the world, that lady. Okay. And she used to do, actually, some years ago, the voice actually comes from a lady that used to do the news here in the UK. So she became the voice of the speaking clock here in the UK, and now she's the voice of SatNav and everything else. So, you know, okay. So, right then. So the cork queue is going up, would you believe? Going up, not down. And people are still calling in. Lovely. So we're going to bring Kelly back online. And 95 and 954 area must be just listening because they won't answer me. Right, okay. So we're going to see where we're going next then. And we've only got two at a minute. We did have somebody call there. And they called straight back off again. Can't understand that one. All right, let's see then. I think we have Catherine.
Hello. What's your name and where are you from and what's your question?
My name is Catherine. I'm from Sweden.
And what's your question, Catherine?
Well, let's see if you have any thing you see for me, and then I have a question after that.
Okay. What is it that you're being obstinate about? I hear not going to do it, not going to do it, not going to do it. What's that all about?
Oh, it's probably this COVID mask thing.
Oh, I don't know, but I heard not going to do it, not going to do it, not going to do it.
Yeah. I'm kind of an anti-vaccine, anti-mask, anti-lockdown, anti-dictatorship, anti-fascist.
Oh.
That's me.
Yeah. Well, but what decision are you trying to make about your life? Because you're going back and forth and back and forth.
Oh, it's regarding a move I'm going to make.
Okay. Well, you got to delay around the move, but then in 6 months it'll be cleared away so that you can move.
Good.
And you want to get your own house, right?
Yes.
Because I see you being able to have more money then for some reason. And you're going to get like a 2.5-bedroom, 2-bathroom, big, huge kitchen with an island in the middle. And it's all nice cabinets, nice storage. You have a pantry. You have a laundry room. You have a lovely living room. You have like what I call a sunroom. And then you also have a porch. So it's a beautiful house, and it's in the shape of an H, you know, if you cut the roof off.
Okay, good.
And you have some land, you know, you're on like you're going to get like 1/2 acre, but the house is plopped right in the middle of it, you know, so you got back lawn and front lawn.
Okay.
And you do have a creek. There's a creek. And you have trees. You got lovely trees. so. I guess it's sort of semi-country, but you're only like 10 minutes away from town.
Okay, good.
And you do have an attic that you can stand up in the whole thing. It has a real wood floor.
Oh, good, good.
And you have window. You have some windows in the attic.
Yeah. Did a drawing of eight windows I did a drawing for.
Well, you're going to have windows. Lots of light. And it'll be an efficient house. It's very efficient, whatever that means.
Good.
But you are going to have an upstairs and a downstairs, you know, and an attic. So
good.
It's a lovely house. It looks like it has, like, I want to call them dormers, but there's another word for them on top of it, you know, along. It's like little tiny houses where the windows are. There's like three, four of them. With the windows in it, you know, on the top of the house. It's real pretty.
Okay.
And then you do have a garage.
Okay, good.
So that's a nice piece of property. You know, and then you have land where if you want a flower garden or a garden, you know, and it's very nice. And you're really jamming with the trees. The trees give, you know, they aren't dangerous trees. They're nice trees. You know what I mean? They aren't too close to the house. They aren't going to fall on the house. And everything's been redone. There's no termites. The house has solid good bones. It has a lot of built-ins, you know, built-in shelves, built-in storage, you know, stuff like that. It's just, and you'll come upon it on your own. It's like, I think that maybe it's for sale by owner.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing with that. And it's the roof is, everything's good about it, you know, good bones. And you want a good boned house.
Yes.
Now, have you been having issues with feeling woozy lately?
No.
All right. Just be aware that you drink enough water, please. That you don't get dehydrated. That's all. What's with the boiled eggs? So show me boiled eggs. What is that?
I don't know.
I have no idea. There's something about boiled eggs in you. Are you thinking of making egg salad or what? They're showing me boiled eggs.
No.
How funny. Well, you'll have to think about it. I don't know what boiled eggs would mean for you, but they keep showing me boiled eggs. I don't know what that means to you.
Maybe it's all the chickens I need to make the boiled eggs from, maybe.
I don't know. No, they show me boiled eggs. I don't know.
Okay.
That's funny. That's you can ask me questions. What do you want to know?
Maybe my horse's knees looks like boiled eggs. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Is she suffering or what's going on with her knees?
You're going to have the vet look at it, and you're going to have to wrap them knees and put some ointment on it, you know, some horse liniment on it, because she has hurt that one right knee really bad. It's fixable, but you'll have to work with it.
Okay. So the knee itself, it looks like small boiled eggs, rather, around...
I know. It's very swollen.
Yeah.
Very, very swollen.
Okay.
So she might need, you know, the vet will probably give her something for pain and something for swelling. You know, she's going to need treatment for that.
Okay. Will she recover?
But it's doable. It's healable.
Okay. So she will recover from that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. That's good.
They might need to give her, you know, pain meds, steroids, you know, and stuff to get that swelling down. And it feels like an old injury.
Yes, yes.
They're saying it's old injury.
Yes. She's an old horse, too, so.
Yeah, but wrapping it, you know how to wrap it, you know. And you have that nice liniment that works good on her.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And she loves the smell of that liniment.
Good, good.
And she goes, I love how she does everything. She lets me inspect everything. I like that about her.
Okay.
You know, could you let her see and smell everything? You know, it's like, what you doing, what you doing? I'll show you what I'm doing, okay? I'm cool with it, I'm cool with it. I love your horse's personality. She's so neat. She goes, I know this will help me.
Oh, good, good. So my younger horse, how old do you think he should be when he's lightly backed? How old do you think he should be?
He's what?
When he's being backed, you know, when they break them in, how old do you see him being?
Probably between 2.5 and 3.
Okay, okay.
No, 3 would probably be better.
Okay, good, good.
You know, but do work with him, you know, touching him and showing him, and you'll do the light work before you do that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
okay.
And I see you working with the blanket, working with the saddle, working with halter, working with walking, working with, you know, all the stuff you do.
Yes, okay.
You know.
Okay.
And, you know, touching his feet, working with his feet, working with him. You know, he's smart. That horse learns quick.
Yes, he does.
And I think you'll notice that as you work with him.
Yes, he's a fast learner.
And he has quite the personality. I think our thing just went off.
Yeah, he has humor. One last question. I'm trying to sell my business. When do you think it's going to happen?
In 2. It's done in 2 months.
In 2 months. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, thank you so much,
You're
ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. It's not working very well, is it, the bell? Because it's like, okay, I think people are not hearing it. One last question. It shouldn't be really one last question on the bell, because, you know, that means that 10 minutes is finished, and you're into somebody else's time there if you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I told her it was done. It rang. I said, it's done.
Yeah. I know, yeah, because, you know, when you ask for one more question then, and then Kelly obliges, it means that you're running into somebody else's time, and it's really not nice, is it? You know, you wouldn't do that. Yeah, okay, right, now, we've still got somebody on a 954, I think, as Kelly said there, it's a California code. We're going to try it because we've tried 3 times already, but they won't answer me. So they may be just listening. I don't know. But I'm going to try again just one more time. Hello. Not there, are you? Okay.
Hello.
Are you there? You are?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You are now? Okay. I'll put you through to Kelly then.
I'm here.
Hello.
What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name's Sharon, and I was just wondering if there was anything in general.
Well, work is going along. There's, like, your husband, I'll have, like, a health glitch, but he'll be all right. But you also have a chance to move linearly, work-wise. Your son's been around you lately. He's showing red roses, so I don't know what anniversary is coming up. It's some kind of anniversary.
Wedding.
Are you thinking of getting a different car? Because there's a different car around you. Nothing bad's going to happen to the old one.
We actually just did, like, last week.
Okay. Well, there's the new car.
Yep.
You needed it because the other one was not doing well. It was on its last wheel. Are you fixing up the house? Because I see paint. Are you painting?
Not this house, a different house, but yes.
Oh, okay. But I see paint and I see splashboards and tile.
Yep.
And then what is this, a flipper house?
No, my niece is going to rent it for now and then I might flip it later.
Yeah, because after she moves out, you'll flip it. You'll sell it. You're going to have to put new guts in the toilet.
Okay.
Because I think the flapper thingamabobby needs to be replaced because it feels like it's running. You got a runaway toilet.
Okay.
Get out of the water.
Yep.
Otherwise, everything else looks pretty good. You might have to. Does it have two bathrooms?
Yes.
You'll have to replace the faucet in the back bathroom.
Okay.
Because it feels like the washers or whatever, I see a fountain.
Yeah, the one here.
That's not good.
Yeah, I have to replace the one here at this house.
Okay, because you don't want to have a fountain.
No.
And then you got to do the washer in the kitchen in your house. There's a washer and a rubber thing, so they're talking about that. So you might have to fix that because it's a drippy faucet, they say. Drippy, drippy.
Yep.
But other than that, you're doing good. You're pretty content going along. And then what's with the... Do you have an electrical stove burner, electric stove?
Yep.
You might have to replace a burner on one of the small back burners. Say that fast 500 times.
No thanks.
But there's something wrong with the plug-in-y and the coil of that. I have no idea what I'm talking about. They're just telling me this, so. I am not an electrician, but you need to watch that. Okay.
That's the smooth glass top, though.
Well, but there's something in the burner, the coil thing that looks like a burner. There's something wrong with that burner.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of health glitch do you see with my husband?
Well, it's a little thing. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but just get him checked out.
Okay, because he's got some issues going on and just wondering.
So.
And my son's doing good, then, I take it.
Yes.
Good. But anything on my grandson. He lives with me.
Is he thinking of going to, like, design school for computer thingamabobby?
Yeah, he's thinking about some type of schooling. I'm not sure he knows what yet.
Yeah, it's like some kind of design for computer... makes computers do stories or something and pixels and stuff. I don't know what that is, but I'm trying to describe it. He'd be good at that. He could make it do it.
Okay.
And he'll be real, and he's a good, what is it, motherboards for, storyboards for games. Does he draw characters or anything like that?
Yeah, he's been just lately showing me his art talent. His dad.
Yeah, because I see him doing that for, like, game, you know, the video game thingamajiggy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he'll develop, draw a character for that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Talented. Great, because his dad was very artistic, and he's really, really showing some ability.
Yeah, and I see him going to an art school for that. And then you might want to have him take, like, something until he goes there, like a short class for drawing and stuff at the community college by you. You know, he'd be really good with pencils and charcoal.
Okay, good.
Something that you can smudge, you know?
Yeah.
But,
that's
yeah,
good.
Encourage him for that. And they're saying that you need, everybody needs glasses today. You need glasses.
I know I do.
So, and then you can just buy readers.
Yeah, I need to get my eyes examined too, though.
Yeah, you need glasses. Because everything's fuzzy. And you'll be amazed at the colors and the sharpness once you get glasses.
Yeah, but what? The lateral move at work for a different move.
They won't look like munchkin letters no more.
I do notice I do have a struggle with a smaller print all the time.
Right. Once you get glasses, it won't be bad no more. What else you want to know? That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's good. That's all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Ah, lovely. Okay. So we didn't have to ring the bell with that one. Okay. Okay. Let's see where we're going. So we finally got to the Sharon, we finally found out who was there. Lovely. Okay. Right. Sherry.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Connecticut and I have a ton of questions, but let's start with the first one. I'm starting a little venture here, and I'm wondering how it's going to work out.
Yes, you're going to make a profit out of the gate.
Yes. All right. That's what
and
I want to hear.
It's a great idea, and you need to. You've been trying to set this forth for 3 years now.
Yep.
It's time to pull the trigger.
Woohoo! Oh, my gosh. Yes. And it's also entwined with a my work, which is I'm a Reiki master at a massage studio. and I'm wondering how my Reiki work is going to prosper.
You're going to do well with it. People are, it's going to be a word of mouth thing. You
okay.
either have the gift or you don't. You have it.
I do. I know I do.
You have
the
it. Some people think they have the it, but they don't have the it, but you got the it.
I got the it. I
and
do.
You're a natural healer. You have green hands. You always have. And you're going to really start attuning to your intuition, and you're going to be shown different ways to do stuff.
Yes.
Through your guides and guardian angels, and you're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to see through your fingertips.
Really?
Yeah.
Whew, you just gave me chills. I'm like so working on developing my psychic abilities
it
in whatever
no
way.
It ain't no God says, "Put your hands, put your hands."
What's that?
It ain't no thinking thing when God says, put your hands, put your hands.
Yeah, now my Reiki's already, I feel the vibrations already. It's, wow, I'm like so psyched because I tend to doubt
much.
Myself.
Just do it.
Okay. All right. This is good. Because I'm like all in on this. It's now or never and all or nothing, and I'm all in, and I got that twinge of doubt, and I can't have that because it just keeps me from moving forward. And
well, yeah, it isn't any, when you're doing healings and massage, it ain't no thinking thing.
Yeah, well, I don't massage. I just do the Reiki and the crystal work. I can massage, but I'm very strong. I tend to hurt people when I massage.
You do the energy work. You're very good at that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm learning a lot from a lot of people. And, you just blew me away with just what the few bits that you said. The other thing is I work quite a distance away from where I live now. Do you see me moving closer to work soon?
Yes, you will. You'll be able to find an apartment closer.
With my mother?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
You
and
know,
she'll
you're...
be in good health.
Yeah, she's not anything. She has chronic stuff, but nothing major.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And she comes from good stock. She's not, you know.
Yeah, she does.
Absolutely. Them older people are pretty hardy.
Yeah, she comes from a tough old bird.
You know, and she's good that way.
Yeah.
And you guys help each other out. You guys are best friends.
Yes, we are. You're going to get me choked up, but yeah.
And you guys laugh all the time. There's laughter all the time.
Yes.
And do you guys share the cooking? Because I see one will cook and another one will cook.
Yeah, we're both very good cooks, and we're both very lax, and we try because we've been so lax. And we've both kind of felt guilty because we haven't cooked to our abilities.
Well, I see you guys starting to cook real meals again.
Really? That's interesting.
And
that's great.
Then I see you guys taking turns.
Oh, awesome.
You know, and I see it real food. You know, vegetables, protein, you know.
Nice.
And you both will find different recipes and old recipes, and your mom's going to cook a lot of your childhood favorites again.
Oh, yay. That's
and then
awesome.
You're
going to
cook some of your newer stuff.
Okay.
But don't go spicy. Your mom don't like spicy. Don't do that to her.
Nope, I won't. I can't do the spicy anymore either.
She'll be running around with her mouth being open. Mom, I can't handle the spice.
Do you see my knee getting fixed?
Yes, you're going to have it replaced.
I already did.
So now you have to do the exercises.
Oh, okay. Because I got it done right before. Yeah, I went right before lockdown, and it.
But you can do those exercises. You have exercises to do, and you don't do them.
I know.
If you don't do it, you lose it.
Yeah.
They're yelling at you.
Yeah. No, I know it's. I know it all falls back on me. I tried, and I just wasn't as diligent as I thought I'd be.
But you do the strengthening exercises, you can get the tendons and ligaments to straighten up.
Okay. Okay. You see anything for my son?
Is he in his teens?
No.
How old is he?
36.
Oh, okay. New job offer.
Okay.
Now, is he in management?
No.
What does he do now?
He's a laborer.
But I see him being like management foreman.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh.
Because
awesome.
He's good with the guys.
Yeah, he is. He's very
personal.
And
then he's a jack of all trades, master of none. He can do everything.
Yep, exactly.
But he does a really good job, whatever he does.
He does, but he's slow and meticulous.
He's what?
He's slow and meticulous.
Right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people like fast and meticulous.
Oh, okay. I see him getting with a contractor that'll like him.
Okay.
He'll get with an older dude that'll be a mentor.
Oh, cool. That'd be great.
So
whoa.
I see that for him.
All right.
He'll be like a journeyman.
Nice. What else out of the just off the top of your head?
All right.
I'm
well,
out of questions now because I'm dumbfounded.
I'm sorry, that happens.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I've been waiting for this since you posted it. I've been waiting. I wrote it in my book and everything.
Oh, good. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
What you're going to do is you're going to, your new place is going to be lovely. You're going to be able to have a porch. You and your mom are going to do a lot of things together. And when COVID slows down a little bit, you and mom are going to take a trip.
Really?
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
It's like a car trip.
Nice.
So, and I see that in the fall.
Okay.
You know, so they're showing me a fall trip.
Awesome.
But I just hear a bunch of laughter. You guys are going to have a ball. You guys have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do. We do.
And then you're going to... Yep, we're done.
Okay.
All
oh,
right,
my gosh. Thank
night.
You so much. I'll put some great feedback on for you. Thank
you.
I'll look out for your next show.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay. And I think, Kelly, I need to be asking you now. You are with me next week, aren't you?
The 25th, yes.
25th, yeah. Okay. Good. And it's the 2nd of May that you won't be with us, right?
Let me go to my calendar.
Yeah, I think if that's the first.
As I always have church. The 1st of the month, but I got to go look at the calendar.
Yeah, the 2nd of May will be the Yeah. So
yeah, that's church.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So we've got Kelly with us next week then. That's just for the ladies.
And then I'll see you the 9th of May.
And then the 9th, yeah. All right. So we go then to the 9th then after. So that's for the lady there that was just with us. Okay. Right then, let's see where we are. Alright. Oh, we're nearly through. We're nearly through because people are still calling. What's that? It's a steady call queue. Okay. Karen in Chicago.
Hello. Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Oh, Karen. Oh, pretty good.
Karen,
pretty
sorry.
Good. I have a question. I'm in the process of moving right now. My landlord sold the building, and I'm moving out. And I am concerned because I found a place to go, my mother and I, and the lady that we got a place to stay at, we rented a place, and she said, bring me the first month's rent and the first month's rent and a deposit, and I'll give you a lease. When we gave her the checks, the money orders, she said, oh, by the way, there's no lease. And, and so I said, okay, so I know that this is going to be a temporary move because I have to have a lease.
Yeah, because the no lease, that ain't good.
No, exactly, exactly. And I'm wondering how long do you see us staying there before? I mean, as soon as I move in there, I'll be looking. And I'm in the process of packing here, but that was the only place.
You're only
going to
be there like 3 months, maybe.
Okay.
Tops. You know, because you're going to find a more permanent place as soon as you can.
Yes. Okay.
And you're going to find like a two-bedroom, two-bath place, and you'll be able to rent it for a year and you know, continue the lease and everything.
Okay. In the same area, or do you see another area that we'll be moving into?
You're like more northwest of where you're going to move.
Okay.
You know, the place that you're renting, it's more northwest there. And it's maybe northwest by maybe a couple more miles.
Okay. Okay.
But you're going to find the perfect place.
Okay. Okay.
But I think that place is going to be troubles because the lady wouldn't give you a lease.
Yes, that's what I have.
I hear
too.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, okay.
So just be careful.
Okay. Is it me not being able to meet the rent, or it's just with her?
With her.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, it's not that much more than what I pay here. It's, I think
no,
it's like
it isn't any trouble with you. It's her.
It's her. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she going to want to come into my apartment or snoop or something or steal something?
I don't think so, but she just...
No, okay.
It's just her personality.
Oh, okay.
That's all. I don't think she'd lie, cheat, or steal, but I just get that... But you won't be there long.
Okay, that's what I thought. I told my mom that this is just a temporary move because she kind of pulled a fast one on us.
Yeah, and I don't like
desperate.
That.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yes, exactly, exactly. Do you see everything working out, getting out of the place that I'm at now?
Yes.
The people are, they want me out. So as soon as we have to be out by the end of May.
Right. You'll be able to do that. No problem.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. And do you think that I'll be able to use my I filed for my taxes, and I'm wondering if you see that going smoothly. They already. I'm waiting for the refund.
Yes, you're going to. It's going to be all right. You might get a little bit of money back.
Okay. Yes. That's exactly what I'm going to use to have the first month's rent or first, move or
yeah, first
use that for the move.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So that'll be no problem. Then you'll be able to find the right place.
Okay.
Now, is there places that have rent adjusted where it's like a place that the rent can't go up? I forget what that's called, but you might be able to find a place that is rent adjusted where it can't go up.
They're working on it now in our state. They're working on that legislation in our state now.
Right, but I see you finding a place that does that anyway. You're going to luck into it. A friend of a friend will tell you about something.
Okay. Yeah, there's a place that's it's like a large building that's being built in this area, somewhere around where I'm at now, but a little bit further northwest, like you said, that's going to be doing that, that's going to have rent adjustment.
I see you finding a place like that.
Okay. And I'm going to put my stuff into storage. I'm just really just taking my clothes and the basics at this new place. But the majority
right.
of the stuff is going to be
I haul everything
storage.
Twice.
Right. And do you see, I have these real big furnitures that I want to donate or give away. Do you see somebody, maybe these workers, because there's workers in my building, or maybe somebody will take them. Like, I'm calling agencies, but do you see somebody wanting this furniture?
Being able to donate them.
Okay, great.
And they'll come get it for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I see you getting rid of the honking furniture.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when you get moved
furniture.
In your permanent place, you'll get smaller furniture, you know?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
I see like new new bookshelves, new dressers, new, you know, things that you'll need, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly because the stuff I have is like for a home. So I've been here for 20 years, so that's why
yeah.
it was very homely. But now it's time to move on and
yeah.
they
see
want
you
the apartment.
Donating it. Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. And
but everything will be doable, and everything will be all right.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and it's like you won't, none of the big stuff will go, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't plan to take anything big at that other apartment, just my clothes and just the basics.
Right, but I mean when you move in the permanent place, you won't either.
Oh, okay. Right. Just little things.
And if you need stuff, you'll get it, you know. Otherwise, you aren't going to worry about it. You're going to have it like more ergonomic.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
And less clutter, and it'll be very streamlined and nice. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And it'll make you feel good about it.
Yeah, I've been stressing way too much over this.
It's amazing how you can fill up a house.
Yes. After 20 years, just going shopping and going crazy. But I've had one shock after another with this place, and now I accepted I have to move. Then we got this other shock. We were just desperate looking in the street for an apartment. We found something, and then the lady pulled a fast one. But I knew I was only, it's only two rooms, so it's very, very small. Maybe they said three rooms, but very small. So I know I really can't really function in something like that. But it was just somewhere to go, and I told my mom temporary, very temporary.
Yeah, it's not going to be that long. Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll find something that's bigger, you know, and it'll be better and it'll be nicer.
Okay.
You know, and it's
anything else that you see? Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're really getting, you're working on getting everything pulled together, and then you're going to start doing more stuff for you because you don't do much for you.
No, that's correct. Right.
So correct. You're going to do something,
yeah.
That's going to start doing stuff that's on your bucket list.
Yes, yes. My mother's going to help me move in, kind of get settled, and then she's going to go her own way, and then I'll be able to have a little bit of space for myself, and then she'll go her own way as well.
Yeah, I see her going someplace where there's other people that are older like her. It's like a whole community, and she'll have her own apartment and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a 55 or older community.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly where she wants to go. Someplace.
And then I see her doing all kinds of activities, and she's going to have a ball. Oh, we're done.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank
all
you
right.
So much, and I'll keep you guys posted.
Thank
you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. All right. All right. There you go then. Right. Now then. Paddy.
Hello.
Hi, Paddy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm in Florida, and my question is related to unemployment. I've been trying to backtrack with the state of Florida for back pay that I'm going on 9 months of still trying to get them to do something because their system was so overloaded. So I just want to see if you see that coming through anytime soon.
Yeah, but it's a slow boat to China. But yes, you will get back pay.
9 months.
You know, you have
Hello?
To apply for that. You applied, right?
Yeah, I applied, and, you know, there were so many people trying to get into the system that it took a while to get in there. So then you had to put in a request to backdate to when you got laid off. And so I did that, but it's been 9 months since I've started that, and I've done like 3 or 4 expedited requests over, you know, a month here, a month there, and I still haven't heard anything.
Have you called the 800 number?
Oh, yeah, I call them, and they just tell me the same thing. Oh, you'll have to be patient. See, I call a supervisor. They don't seem to be able to do anything. So it's all just, to me, feels like just a stall game.
Yeah, but I do
really...
see you getting it. You'll get a lump sum back.
Right. Got any idea how long down the road it might be?
Maybe end of April?
End of this month?
Yeah, looks like maybe.
So just wait. There's nothing really else, anything else I can do?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just hang in there.
It is in there, but the system went down and it goofed up and they lost a whole bunch of stuff. Now they're trying to backtrack and get it all fixed in.
that's the story with the state of Florida system.
I know. It's a mess. But it will get fixed.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was thinking I just got lost in the shuffle and I didn't know what else to do, really, because it just seems like it shouldn't be as long as it's been. That's all. It's a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
But you will get it straightened out.
Okay. Anything else you see that I should?
Are you applying for work?
No, not yet. They still have a waiver here yet. I was working for the cruise lines, and they have not resumed yet.
Okay.
I got laid off from the cruise industry. Yeah, so kind of waiting on them. But, I mean, I am collecting because, you know, I did start getting something, but
yeah.
They owed me several months. So, I mean, I am getting unemployment weekly.
Okay.
And just kind of wait to see what goes.
When you'll get that, and then when they start up again, you'll get to go back.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure
I was going to do that. I may look for something else. I'm just not sure. Just so many
people.
Well,
I'm seeing, like, another, like, management slash organizational slash something.
Hmm.
You'd be good with business administration, too.
Yeah, I've run my own business before, and I'm a pretty good worker and organized. And I just kind of got it all on the back burner for a bit. Do you see anything coming up? I'm looking
you
for a...
applying for something as such.
Yeah. Do you see me finding another place to live soon? I'm looking around for another apartment.
Yes. Yes, it feels like it's only a two-story. You'll be on the bottom floor, and it looks like a 2-2. And it's new. It's new apartments. And it's like in a complex of a four-quad. You know, like four buildings.
Area.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. Yeah, I even wanted a large one-bedroom or a 2-2. I need an art studio, so I kind of wanted to go with a 2-2.
Well, I see you having the one-bedroom that is like your studio.
Yeah.
And then you also have like a tiny balcony porch.
Oh, good.
And this place does have a pool. I see a pool.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, a lot of places here have pools. Almost all the complexes do have a pool.
Yeah, and you face the pool.
Yeah. Oh, boy, lucky me.
Your apartment faces the pool.
Oh, cool.
You aren't too close to it, but you face the pool. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, all righty. Do you see that within a few months or so?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And it's within your price range.
Oh, good. Yeah, the rents are starting to get a little high here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything's going up and up. I'm in a little studio, and I didn't want to sign another lease because I wanted to move, so I went on a month-to-month so I could, you know, be able to move out when I find something. And they raised the rent $100 for going on a month.
Wow.
Yeah, I figured, oh, well, otherwise I'll be a year stuck here, and I don't want to be here another year, so I just said, oh, well, I'll just have to pay the extra money for a few months. So, but that was a big jump. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah, but you'll be able to make it. It'll be tight, but you'll make it.
Yeah. All righty.
But I also see you selling some of your, you're going to, when COVID calms down, you're going to do like a fair or an expo or something like that with your art.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm just starting to try something new, and I've just been watching a lot of, like, video tutorials and gathering materials and stuff. I just don't have the room here to really get into it, so I'm just kind of trying to absorb as much as I can and learn from YouTube, from other artists, and, yeah.
And I see you working with acrylics, too.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's kind of an acrylic pouring technique. Instead of brushwork, it's more like a fluid acrylic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, it looks interesting. I've tried a couple, but I just don't have the room. Because then when you get done, you got to dry them somewhere. And so I just thought, oh, well, I'll just keep watching videos and learn as much as I can and get my materials together. And when I move, I'll get into it more.
Yeah, and then I see you getting into texture, too.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, looks like fun. I'm excited about it.
And do you do, like, seascapes, too?
I haven't really, but I've done some watercolors in the past, and I still have those materials as well, and I thought about maybe doing some of that as well. I just don't have the space for it.
Yeah, because I see you doing seascapes.
Yeah, I live near the ocean, so it's...
No, I see you doing that and playing with the light and color.
Yeah, oh, good, I'm excited. Yeah, I love it. I love art. So that's good to know. So I can
earn
a little bit of a living down
there. And then you might do what I call a couch painting.
What's a couch
painting? A painting that goes over a couch.
I'm sorry, what?
You're going to get paid for a couch painting. You're going to get commissioned. It's a painting that goes over a couch.
You mean like a wall painting over a couch?
Yeah, I call it a couch painting because it's the legs of the couch. It's not a real word. It's my word.
You've coined a new phrase.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to do couch paintings.
Oh, good. Good. That's
and you're going to do really neat, unusual framing also.
Huh. Interesting.
It's not the normal framing that normal people use. You've always thought out of the box, so it's going to be out of the box framing.
Huh. Cool. We'll see what pops up. I try to get into a meditative state a lot and, you know, try to let spirit guide me as well. So hopefully that all comes together good.
Oh, it will. You'll have some, you're going to shock yourself.
Oh, God. It's making it so exciting. Now I'm thrilled. I can't wait to get into it. Yeah, I'm just itching to get into it. It's, you know, I just don't have the space. So, but, you know,
right,
I'm in the learning curve, so it's good to just keep doing what I'm doing because I'm learning a lot just watching YouTube videos.
And then
about
the watercolor things, you're going to do a lot of stuff with masking tape and watercolors.
Huh.
I don't know exactly what technique that is. That's just what they're. There goes. All right. Thank you, and have a good day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh,
I appreciate
it.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah. I think we're just about done, Kelly. We've got 10 minutes to spare. So we're going to play out. And thank you, Kelly, for joining us. And we'll do it all again next week.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next Sunday. Thank you for having me, and you have a great day.
And you now. Okay. Bye, Kelly. Right. Oh, so we've had a really enjoyable show this evening. 10 minutes to spare. We could have took another one, but there's nobody there. Right, so we're going. Right, so let's see what we got then. Okay.
Not just stop when they see fair. I'd say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she says, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she'd bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.